it was just like the most wonderful experience and such a gift, you know, like, I mean, to get to do that in that moment. Right. And so, yeah, I mean, we had a lot of good hangouts with her, and I don't know, she was, you know, one of those originals from the scene that was sort of what we call Americana now, but it was, you know, people like her and Steve Earle, they were the Mavericks, you know, of their time. But she's the sweetest Maverick that ever lived, because it's like her little voice, and
you could tell
the way she pronounces words is so different. And I just, I don't know, she makes me smile, you know.
Good.
And good. That was a big, I mean, I was taken aback by it. And one of my sisters texted me right away. She was a huge fan, and she was just like, just tell me she didn't die alone. And I was like, no, I don't know for sure, but like how she died or all the details, but I know there were a lot of friends around. So
good. Okay.
You know, that's what you want.
Good. Right? She's special. And I wanted to get your perspective on that, because I knew you, knowing her and having an affinity for her, I thought you could explain it to us. Okay. So we have some Patreon supporters, and a couple of them sent over. I let them know who I'm interviewing. If they want to submit some questions, they can.
Oh, cool.
One of them in particular, Joe Powers, he wanted to know about your guitar gear. Do you have a favorite guitar or a favorite guitar player?
Derek Trucks for electric guitar is probably my favorite. Well, actually for acoustic too.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm just stuck on him right now because I was stuck on Dwayne Allman forever. And, you know, Derek's like the reincarnation of Dwayne. Yes, I mean, I don't mean to take away from Derek, but I always say, like, if Dwayne had lived longer, that's what he would have become, Derek, because Derek's got the crazy, like, Middle Eastern scales that he goes into off the, it's like, what? I think he's my favorite. I mean, and as far as people that have, I mean, Jimi Hendrix, I think of Jimi Hendrix maybe, and Derek, and I guess I go with that. But so for gear, like, I mean, I play mostly Martin acoustics, but I have a 1955 J45 Gibson that is my baby.
Okay.
That I play on all my like more kind of country stuff. And then for electric guitars, I have a Guild T100 from 1959 that's like my favorite hollow body electric. And I have a 335, and then I have a little Fender like Mustang that I love.
Nice.
That I write on pretty much all my electric stuff. I don't take it out with me because it doesn't stand up to the road very well, but yeah. And for amps, my favorite amp right now is a Ampeg Reverber Rocket, which is a little gem of an amp. I have one from 61, and it's just like, it sounds so good.
Killer.
You know,
it
has a really great rock sound, but you can also like dull it out a little bit, and the vibrato is beautiful and the reverb is beautiful. So you can make a really Wurlitzer almost like sound with it.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Another one of our supporters, Brian Morris, he had a question specifically about Kid Fears.